Well, how does a lifelong Aston Villa fan and Aston Villa manager feel right now?
Emotional, pleased, proud, you know, all the adjectives that can go with it. It's a magnificent achievement because, you know, up to, you know, unfortunately the pandemic, a lot of people had us relegated and we've had to work extremely hard. I thought we used the pandemic really well. We've been solid defensively, we've looked strong and we've managed to, you know, stay in the Premier League now, which is a big achievement and something to build on. You know, there was a lot made of what we spent in the summer, but we had to build a new squad, 12 new players coming into the building, you know, and it gets lost sometimes. And I'd have said this if we'd have been relegated or stayed up, you know, £9.5 million an average player, and we've lost some big players to injury this season. You know, so magnificent achievement from them players working as hard. And I feel as the season has gone on, they've grown and they've become Premier League players now. And we have to build on that and be smart in our recruitment now in the summer.
You said the pandemic period was difficult. You lost your dad as well, didn't you, during it, and you used it well. Was that in organising the defence, protecting your centre-backs? Douglas Luiz, to me, seems to have grown into that sort of role. Did you work on things like that?
Yeah, and we did. We done a lot of work on how we wanted to defend, how we wanted to be seen. Douglas, I just think his form has gone through the roof, but I expected that. Douglas is a player who walked into the football club 2 days before the Premier League season kicked off, so it's always going to be hard to play catch-up, you know, however good a player you are. So him, Ezri Konsa have just came to the party when we needed them to in the last 10 games, and, you know, we got our just rewards. And listen, my condolences go out to Hayden Mullins and Watford and Eddie, obviously, at Bournemouth, and, you know, I can only feel how, think how they're feeling now. But, you know, Eddie's a fantastic manager, fantastic coach and a good person. He's done unbelievable with Bournemouth. So, you know, it had to be, you know, two out of the three that were going. So my condolences go to them, but proud of a magnificent achievement by Aston Villa.
Were you aware of what Bournemouth were doing at
Yeah,
Everton?
No, we're aware of everything, to be honest. We had, you know, two of our analysts watching both games because we wanted to get a feel of how each game was going. You know, and you know, Bournemouth did what they had to do and we did what we had to do. We knew the Watford game and the score.
And so often your talismanic player has been the lad Grealish, Jack, and what an unbelievable goal. He's then deflected one in, by the way. But
I know. Yeah, listen, I said to him he'll come to the party and score a goal today, and you know, he's been getting better and better. He had a slow start to you know, coming back after the lockdown and project restarts, but he's come good when it needed to.
You know what Villa fans want to know, though? Is he staying? Is the likes of Douglas Luiz staying?
Listen, that'll all be sorted out over the next, you know, week, 2 month, or whatever it is. But tonight we're going to enjoy, you know, a magnificent achievement. It feels better than getting up through the playoffs last year, if I'm honest. And, you know, we'll have a few drinks and celebrate.
And finally, when you were in that group out there and the word came through, you know, that Watford had lost, that Bournemouth had won, but it didn't matter, That signified something to me, that it's not just about you or John Terry or Jack Grealish or 11. It's about a whole unit, a whole group, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I reminded them today. We sat down in Minneapolis over a year ago, and we came up with three words between us in a whole day just working on what we wanted to be known as, and that was togetherness, prepared and relentless. And we've grown into that. It takes a long time to build a culture, but we're getting there. The team spirit is fantastic now, but, you know, it takes time to build it, and I think we're starting.
Well done. Imagine if you'd been on the Holt end tonight with that result.
Yeah, no, listen, they're all with us, I'm sure, and, you know, that one's for the old man.